Freestyle Travel. Hey everybody, Kenny Flannery here. This is the Freestyle Travel Show, and this episode I'm going to talk a lot about hitchhiking around to North Carolina, from North Carolina through Florida, through Alabama, Mississippi. It's going to be a good one. And actually, right now, I am drinking a Grand Teton Imperial Stout in Wyoming. So, obviously, eventually, I make it to Wyoming. last month, the episode I did with David in New Orleans, that was a good time. So, I'll start where I left off there. I also have a sponsor in this episode, Magic Mind. So, I will mention them a little later in the show. Also, I have phone service again. I went about a year without phone service, and I'm back on the grid in that regard. I got a Google Fi that I'm using, which I recommend real highly to anyone who's traveling internationally, just because it works kind of everywhere. If you want to get a little discount on that, they're not an official sponsor, but you can use my referral code TDW3EE, and I'll save a little bit of money on my bill, and so will you. That's that. But let me jump right into starting in Mississippi and hitchhiking on over to North Carolina. It's a good one. All right, here we go. All right, so yeah, last episode about a month ago, I was with David, did the episode with him in New Orleans, heading to North Carolina now. It was good times there. I continued to have some good times after recording that episode. I actually caught up with another friend that I had hitchhiked with back in the day. This girl, Heather, I'd hitchhiked with from Connecticut to New Orleans the very first time that I came to New Orleans. So it was cool to see her. She owns a bar now. So I caught up with her at the bar during a Saints game, which is the best time to be at a bar in New Orleans anywhere. So that was a good time. Another friend of mine was in town selling her house, selling the last of her belongings. So I caught up with her, had a wild, crazy late night. ended up walking like 20 miles or something, just in a haze in the early morning after, I don't know. We were out till like the early morning. So that was a good time catching up with her. A little bit more New Orleans rigmarole, and then I headed to Mississippi to see my friends there before heading to North Carolina. Caught up with them. My friend does photography for weddings and drag shows now too. So I went to one of those with her. Caught up with some other friends. Actually wound up back in New Orleans for a day. She was doing a photo shoot outside of town there, so I ended up going to three or four breweries that day with them. Pretty fun. And then the next day, started hitchhiking towards North Carolina. They were super cool. They gave me a ride about an hour in the right direction to Mobile, Alabama, my friends, to get me started. Kind of midday, sort of a late start, but at least I had that head start by getting to Mobile, Alabama. I got a ride fairly quickly, but not very far. And then I got what would be and is the longest ride I've ever gotten in a Tesla. This guy picked me up and he was going to Virginia. I'm gonna take a sip of beer here. Since I have the beer, I might as well drink it, right? Grand Teton Black Cauldron Imperial Stout. Pretty solid. I actually had them on a hopping episode. And drank this beer on that episode, too. So anyways, this Tesla guy picks me up. He's going also to see family for Thanksgiving. That's my goal as well. I was going to North Carolina to see family for Thanksgiving. So he's going to Virginia. So I'm like, all right, that's sweet. I ride with him, and he has an online friend north of Atlanta that he was going to go stay the night with and meet in person for the first time, like a gamer friend kind of thing. So obviously a little bit awkward for him to be like, hey, I just picked up this hitchhiker. Can he stay too? Guy I've never met. I was like, or he offered to give me a ride again in the morning and then I could just like kind of camp nearby. So that's what I did. This guy was super cool. He is a Flutter developer, among other things. He's a programmer, a coder, and I just got into this new programming language called Flutter, working on this project that hopefully I'll be telling you guys about relatively soon, a little travel project. So that's really cool. I just kind of restarted learning programming, so to meet somebody who knew the exact language I was learning and to be in a car ride with them where you can just talk for hours about it and nerd out, pretty cool. So yeah, real interesting dude. Stopped a couple times in the Tesla. I've been picked up and rode and driven Teslas before in electric cars, but it was, kind of interesting just to get the full experience as far as a long distance drive and stopping. And, you know, we'd stop at random. There's a parking lot by Lowe's home hardware store. We stopped there for like 20 minutes to charge up. Another time was at a truck stop. They had chargers. We stopped there for like 25 minutes. I think we stopped like four times in the whole spiel. Maybe twice just that first day, like I said. So he dropped me off at a grocery store around midnight and went to his friends, and I found a place to camp in the woods nearby. Got up in the morning and rendezvoused with him in that parking lot pretty early, not too long after sunrise, and we rode as far as Durham, North Carolina. Yeah, stopped a couple more times for charges. I think the longest time we stopped was 45 minutes. There's some chargers at like outdoor outlets, shopping mall kind of thing. So he had some stuff to grab at Target or something, and I just kind of wandered around. That was the longest of the charges. We were cruising. Also, kind of just side note about the Tesla, it was kind of cool. He got his Panda Express, which was, you know, a nice treat to get some food. And it was kind of cool that on the highway, we could both eat, you know, and he just put the car into auto drive and just kind of kept his knee on the wheel. But he was able to, you know, actually eat food while driving. Little perk, I guess. He dropped me off in Durham, which is near Raleigh. And I walked onto the highway for a bit and then finally got a ride from a construction worker who was pretty cool. And this guy quickly decided he was going to go a little bit out of his way to get me closer to the coast. And it was already getting dark. And by the time he kind of had to turn around, he'd gone as far as he could go. I think I was probably a little less than an hour drive from family's house and all that. But it was dark and the day was over. So I had to camp out. And in the morning, it actually took quite a while to get to where I was going. It took four rides and I don't know how much walking, probably at least 15 miles or maybe more. Just little short rides. I was on these little side roads off the highway, just the way I had to go to get there. Just a lot of short rides, pickup trucks. It's something about being on those roads. You just know when someone picks you up, they're probably not going too far. And that was the deal. But eventually I did get close to family and stuff, and I was able to find Wi-Fi. I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I have phone service again, but that just happened in the last few days. So still at that time, I had to walk until I could get Wi-Fi to message and be like, hey, I'm close by. And then, obviously, they came and scooped me up, dad and my brother. So, yeah, spent Thanksgiving catching up with family over there. Pretty awesome. I'm going to take another sip of beer here. Beer is so good. Catching up with the fam. And then after that, I was thinking maybe I'll go see the other part of my family in Wyoming for Christmas. So I'm like, all right, I got a few weeks to get from North Carolina to Wyoming. And now that it's getting cold, I figured I might as well start by going the southern route. And I thought I might stop in Mississippi again, but everything was kind of loose, kind of open. Even by the time I was getting dropped off on the road, still wasn't exactly sure what moves I was going to make. I was even thinking of dipping into Florida. Last year I was able to get a ticket from, Fort Lauderdale to Vegas for like $18. So I was like, maybe that could be an option, something like that. You know, skip a bunch of the country with a couple bucks. So anyways, I was just kind of loosey-goosey, deciding what to do. Got on the road, short rides to start the day. One guy in a van gave me a ride for like 2 miles. then this girl and her niece picked me up. They were going like 3 miles down the road. Finally, a cool guy picked me up. Drove me maybe an hour or something, but still 10 miles shy of I-95, like the big road, the interstate. And then right as it was getting dark, this Cuban dude picked me up, and he was heading to Massachusetts. I kind of thought about maybe going up to New York or something, but yeah, just trying to hitchhike the northern route later would be potentially a disaster. And actually, this day was cold as hell, and that dude actually gave me money in case I got stuck. He's like, just take it. He gave me like 60 bucks. I was like, all right, that's fucking awesome. This dude was about to drive me 12 hours north, and either way, just gave me 60 bucks. And it turned out I needed all but 5 of it hours later. So he got me to I-95, and I start walking south, but it quickly got totally dark. You know, the sun goes down, you got about 30 minutes left to hitchhike, and then it's like totally dark. As dark as a stout, I'm about to take another sip of. Oh, beer is so good. So I start walking, it gets dark. I'm still, you know, keeping my thumb out just in case someone with headlights and, you know, the gall to pick me up. They did not. And at this point it's dropping down into the low 40s and then into the 30s. It's supposed to get maybe below freezing this night, even there in North Carolina. I was like, oh shit. And I look at the map and I see about 10 miles away is south of the border. If you ever drive on I-95, you might see that big like Mexican themed theme park between North and South Carolina on the border, south of the border. There's billboards for like, I don't know, over 100 miles. And I'm like, all right, that's there. There might be some cheap motels, and this dude just gave me 60 bucks. Like, I don't really feel like camping in a 30 degrees. My gear at that point is survival gear, like what I have now. I'm like kind of comfy down into the 40s, and then into the 30s I'm surviving, and probably into the 20s maybe I could survive, but that's all I'd be doing. It'd not be fun. So yeah, I walked the 10 or 12 miles, whatever it was, several hours just on the dark highway walking down there. Staying warm by walking, you know, that's the other option. If it's, you know, too cold to camp, is just keep on walking. At least you're moving. Or, you know, find a 24-hour truck stop or something if you can. But I found this town and got there, south of the border town, and popped into the main south of the border hotel, but it was like resorty, and she said it was 100-something bucks a night, and I was like, I'd rather go cold than do that. So I walked a little bit further and found this budget place, and the dude was like, it's 55 bucks cash. And there's one car there in this motel. It's totally empty, off season, I'm guessing. So I'm like, fuck yeah, I just got 60 bucks and this is 55. So basically I'm getting paid $5 to stay in this hotel room and stay warm for the night. So that's what I did. Stayed warm for the night, got back on the road in the morning, now on 95, heading south, and I got just one ride that day. I did quite a bit of walking and finally got a ride from this guy, originally from the Congo. He was telling me all about his times in the Congo and stuff like that. Sounded pretty nice, actually. A lot of fruit trees. That's mostly what he was telling me about. But he was going to Jacksonville. So I rode all the way down to Jacksonville with him, and between all the stops for fuel and lines and everything else, by the time we got to Jacksonville, it was dark, and we were on the north side, so I walked from the truck stop he was at, I walked like an hour down to more like civilization, I guess, in the ring road kind of thing, and then just kind of found a place to camp in the woods along the ring road. And woke up in the morning knowing I'd have to get around this ring road to get to I-10 to start heading west. And there's some dudes, like, not too far where I was camping, like, dudes in vests and stuff, but luckily I slipped out and they didn't say anything to me. And I walked down to the ring road and decided just to stay on the on-ramp, and soon this security guard, not like a road security guard, just, you know, who knows where he was, a security guard, but he was getting off work. He was just in that uniform. He gave me a ride down to I-10, which was pretty helpful. And I got another ride from a guy there who, I think he was going to Gainesville. And shit, I almost thought about going to Gainesville, but I went as far as the turnoff. And then walking on the highway there, that's when I got stopped by police, which happens sometimes. Sip a beer here. And, police hitchhiking, it's always something different. Never know quite what to expect, but I've gotten pretty good at it. If you've heard these episodes before, it was two of them, two cops, two cars. So obviously someone had probably called, like, there's a guy on the side of the road. Either he needs help or he looks sketchy, or whatever it is people say when they decide to call rather than just pull over and help somebody out. So these two guys stop, you know, they take my ID. One guy's running that. The other guy's out there talking to me, asking me about my travels. Like, how long have you been on the road? That's cool. Like, have you been to Scotland before? I'm like, that's a random question. Yes. Shooting the shit with them. And then they told me, you know, you can't hitchhike on the highway here. We're going to take you to Route 90. And it goes all the way to California. I'm like, I'm sure it does. I know it does. This is not going to be helpful. So that's what they did. They took me off of I-10 and out to Route 90, which is like the, you know, less busy road where if someone picks you up, they're not going far, because if they were going far, they'd be on I-10. So sure enough, a lot more walking took place. Finally, after a couple hours of walking, this guy with one eye picked me up. Told me I was an idiot for not knowing what some swamp nearby was called. I'm like, okay, I mean, you grew up here and you have one eye, so I get that you know what the name of the swamp is, but I'm more ignorant than an idiot, but okay. He drove me, you know, 10 miles, as to be expected, and then I waited in this spot for a while until finally this guy picked me up, getting closer to sunset. And he, I don't know exactly where he was going, but he took a different direction to get there, to get me through Lakeview and onto some, I think some town called Live Oak. I don't know, back to I-10, but to a truck stop where at least I knew I could stand at a busy on-ramp. But by the time we got there, the sun had gone down. So I was in that last like 20, 30 minutes of still usable light. And I was like, all right. Probably won't get a ride, but I might as well try. And at least this truck stop's right here. I can go in there, warm up, and figure out where I'm going to camp. And instead, I got lucky and I got a ride in 10 minutes from a guy who was going to Mobile, Alabama. Another sip of beer. Another sip of beer for another win. And actually, let me mention that Magic Mind stuff now. Magic Mind, I first heard about it when I was hitchhiking in Arizona. This guy had picked me up, a Border Patrol guy, and he was swearing by this stuff, and I didn't really think too much of it. It sounded pretty good, and he had shown me some of it. But now I have tried this Magic Mind, and what Magic Mind is it's these little shots. I don't know, is it like 2 ounces or something? It's a little green shot. It's got matcha, nootropics, and adaptogens in it. And, you know, it's better than coffee, like, in terms of not causing jitters and things like that. Tastes real good, and it's just a shot. You just do it and get, like, super focused. And the more you take it, the better it works. Kind of like long-term benefits. I know when I started taking it, I mentioned getting back into coding again, and perfect timing to start taking this stuff, because I would take that shot in the morning, and I would have some coffee too. Why not? I like coffee. I just like having something there to sip on. But damn, I was just like focused on the computer, just like locked in, loaded, more so than I would be with coffee, even just relearning how to code. And I can't believe like how focused I was. And the stuff is like really good too. And I was just reading more about the ingredients as far as nootropics and adaptogens, and there's like mushrooms in there, not like psychedelic mushrooms or anything, but lion's mane, cordyceps, and it's just this perfect blend. And the more I read about it and learned, it was this Silicon Valley kind of nerd guy who invented it, and he, I think he was just making it in his kitchen, just like homebrew batches, and sending it to some people, and then decided like, I think I'm onto something here, and turned it into a Magic Mind. So they actually reached out to me, and because this guy had picked me up hitchhiking and told me about it, I was already familiar with it and looked into them a bunch. So they actually gave me a code if you guys want to use it. If you go to magicmind.com/freestyletravel, that's important, and use the code Kenny20, they actually said you can get 56% off a subscription. Like, you can subscribe to it, so they just keep on sending it to you. You don't have to like keep reordering it. Or that code Kenny20 will also just give you 20% off if you want to try it. So I would definitely recommend it. In the research I did into it, because I wasn't going to, you know, interrupt my podcast with stuff like this to tell you about some garbage. There's a bunch of other podcasters, like Joe Rogan, probably one of the biggest podcasters in the world. He's mentioned it, and a bunch of other people. So it's legit. And it actually tastes good, and it gets you locked in and focused. So again, that's magicmind.com/freestyletravel, and use the code Kenny20. Get 56% off. It's delicious, or else I wouldn't mention it. But yep, there you go. That's that. Yeah, I wish I was drinking it that day. But this guy going to Mobile, back to that, picked me up. And it was already dark, so I knew I'd arrive in Mobile in the dark. I also knew it was going to rain that night and all day the next day. But luckily, I'm riding with this guy, and as we got closer to Mobile, which was still 3 or 4 hours away, we had to stop in some small town to help his friend move a mattress, which is kind of random. He's just like, I'll be zipping through there. Can help with that. I managed to skim some Wi-Fi when we were stopped at a red light, and messaged some friends, told them I was getting close, and one of my buddies was like, oh, dude, I'll come pick you up, because Mobile's like just an hour away. So that's what happened. I got to Mobile at like 11 or something, or maybe even midnight, and my buddy Rodney came and scooped me up, cruised back to Mississippi, and ended up spending some time in Mississippi again, just catching up with some of those same friends. Going back to the cigar bar where I had a book signing several times, smoking cigars, drinking great beers. If you're ever on the Gulf Coast, I definitely recommend going to, it's called Pass Cigars. It's in Pass Christian, Mississippi, close to Gulfport, not too far from New Orleans. That place is fucking awesome. The dude, it's the best beer selection in Mississippi, which might sound unimpressive or whatever because it's Mississippi, but I appreciate it because a lot of the bars in Mississippi are not very good as far as their beer selection. They might have one or two local stuff, but this guy focuses on, Cliff is his name, focuses on having like pretty much all local beers nearby and the best ones he can find. Good variety, and it's a cigar bar, so it's pretty chill, super chill people. So it was fun going back there a few times, catching up with friends, and yeah, working on the coding stuff a little bit. And as it turned out, my mom busted up her ankle, so kind of made sense to get back or get to Wyoming, kind of help her out. So she was helpful with a plane ticket, and I used the thing that I was working on to find the absolute cheapest way to get there. I cannot wait to share with you what I've been working on. Oh man, it's awesome. It's something I was working on like 10, 15 years ago and then kind of abandoned, and I'm re-tackling it again, and it's fucking awesome. So anyways, actually two plane tickets and a bus ticket chained together, like an absolutely ridiculous itinerary to get here as cheap as possible. And I'll tell you how that all went in a minute. But yeah, a little bit more Mississippi. And then I got to New Orleans because that's where the first flight was coming out of. A day ahead of time. Yeah, day two ahead of time. Yeah, I spent one night there, so a day ahead of time. Caught up with David again and Roxy there. Fucking awesome people. I mean, you heard him on the last podcast. Had one more good time in New Orleans. Hit up like one more brewery. Had some like a little bit more good food. Just kind of always a good time in New Orleans. So I was happy to catch up with them again. And then it was a late flight. So here's the deal with the itinerary to get here. It was a flight on Frontier from New Orleans to Denver, like 10 o'clock at night. So I got to Denver, I don't know, midnight, 1 o'clock. And I was there for like 6 hours, just sleeping in the airport. And then there was a flight in the morning from Denver to Salt Lake, which is like, I don't know, a couple hours flying. Then had to hang out in the airport there for a little bit. And then there was a bus from the Salt Lake City airport to Idaho Falls, which was, I don't know, like ended up being a 5 hour bus ride with some delays and stuff. And then finally there was a van from a gas station in Idaho Falls to Wyoming, to not only the town where my mom lives, but a 5 minute walk from her house. So that was perfect. I mean, it was like 20 something hours of travel with a bunch of crap in between, but I'm totally cool with that, considering otherwise I would have had to hitchhike for, you know, 7 to 10 days in some potentially pretty cold weather. So that worked out pretty good. So I made it here, and that was just a few days ago, and I'll be here through Christmas. My other brother and sister that I didn't see on Thanksgiving, they'll be flying out here from New York and LA just a few days before Christmas. So I'm super stoked to see them. And yeah, I'm already enjoying being here in Wyoming. It's goddamn beautiful. Melvin Brewery, one of my favorite breweries in the world. I did a hopping episode with them. They are a mile or two away. Probably a mile as crow flies, maybe less. Already went there, of course. Day number one, got over there to Melvin, had their barrel-aged Ruckus Imperial Stout, award-winning. Fucking awesome. Let me take a sip of this stout. Ah, so good. And yeah, so I'm here. Let me jump to the outro and I will tell you what I'm thinking about next, because I'm pretty excited about it. Alrighty, good times in Wyoming. Yeah, so like I was saying, I'm here through Christmas at least, and stoked to see some more family, hang out, get some stuff done. And then I'm not totally sure what I'm doing for the new year quite yet, but I think I'm going to wind up in Phoenix sometime in January and kind of jumpstart even more this thing I keep alluding to that I've been working on. I'm really, really excited about it. I cannot wait to share it with you guys. I just don't want to totally share it until I can be like, go check it out here. But yeah, I think I'm going to go to Phoenix and jumpstart that. So not sure what'll be between here and there. California could be a possibility. Salt Lake City to go see a friend. Vegas is on the way. Laughlin's around there. There's some options, so I will consider what's going on and what I'm doing, and should be fun. So that's it for this episode. I hope you guys are doing great. May or may not get an episode up before the new year. So if I don't, you know, have a good fucking new year. Good New Year's Eve. Should be a good time. Drink some good beers. But, you know, maybe I'll get an episode up before then. We shall see. Yeah, that's about it. So check out that Magic Mind stuff. For real, that stuff is awesome. Kind of comes in a cool box, too. And yeah, the Google thing. If you feel like you need a new phone plan, check out Google Fi. Use my code TDW3EE. Save me some money. Happy days. That's it. All right, you guys. Party on. I will see you down the road.
to hell with plans I made. I need a new escape. With all my shit straight, I'll get my big break.